From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Pope Francis has urged Kenya's leaders Wednesday to work with transparency to ensure fair distribution of national resources as criticism grows over runaway graft in the East African country. He said, "I encourage you to work with integrity and transparency for the common good and to foster a spirit of solidarity at every level of society." The Pope made the comments after arriving in the capital of Nairobi at the start of a three-nation tour. His schedule in Nairobi includes meetings with President Uhuru Kenyatta and his group of diplomats at the State House. Correspondent Jill Craig is in the Kenyan capital and says security for the Pope's visit is high.
The reports that we got from the Kenyan police chief was 10,000 additional police had been brought in for this event. And you can notice that you see it as well around. I mean, normally at a traffic roundabout, you'd have probably four policemen, sort of directing traffic. And now you've got double that, plus more police along the route. And then also many of the streets are closed down entirely based on wherever the Pope is going. So I would say that that the Kenyan security forces say that they've got things under control.
Again, that is correspondent Jill Craig. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's bombing of a bus carrying members of Tunisia's elite presidential guard that killed at least 12 people. In a statement posted on social media Wednesday, the Islamic State said a militant carried out the attack, infiltrating the bus and killing almost 20 apostates. The bus was traveling in the center of the Tunisian capital of Tunis. You can read more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations welcomed a peace agreement signed by two tribes in southern Libya and reiterated its calls for the approval of a national pact to end more than a year of political crisis in the country. Qatar brokered the deal between the Tuareg and Tibu tribes in the town of Ubari, and the state-run QNA news agency said it includes a permanent ceasefire and the return of displaced people to their homes. A joint statement between the two sides urged all Libyans to reconcile and work together to build their country. U.S. President Barack Obama says his administration is taking every possible step to keep our homeland safe as millions of Americans travel for a national holiday. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters Wednesday at the White House after meeting with his national security team for a briefing on homeland security that was held in the wake of the deadly terror attacks in Paris 2 weeks ago.
Watching the events in Paris made the threat feel closer to home. So as we go into Thanksgiving weekend, I want the American people to know is that we are taking every possible step to keep our homeland safe. First, we're going after ISIL wherever it hides. That's been our strategy for more than a year. I'll speak about this in more detail in the coming weeks, but let me remind the American people of what our coalition of some 65 nations is doing to destroy these terrorists and defeat their ideology. So far, our military and our partners have conducted more than 8,000 airstrikes on ISIL strongholds and equipment. Those airstrikes, along with the efforts of our partners on the ground, have taken out key leaders, have taken back territory from ISIL in both Iraq and Syria.
Again, that is President Obama speaking to reporters Wednesday at the White House. You can read more details on the president's comments at voanews.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has warned that ongoing Israeli-Palestinian violence could spin out of control. And he made that statement after a diplomatic trip to the region where he met with leaders from both sides. Kerry said Wednesday after flying to Boston that the U.S. has been encouraging Israel and the Palestinians to take steps to reduce tensions and demonstrate a true commitment to the two-state solution. A Russian airman who survived the downing of his warplane says Turkish jets did not issue any warnings. He said Wednesday on Russian television that his plane was flying over Syrian territory and didn't violate Turkish airspace. He was rescued early Wednesday by Russian and Syrian commandos and was speaking in televised comments from an airbase in Syria. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.